Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Danny Brown. I'm the lead pastor here. Thank you for joining us for a special Easter time. Hey, we got something special today. Our worship pastor, Marissa, and some of the team have gotten together, and they've got three special songs for you. As well, you're going to hear from one of our worship leaders why Easter is important to her. And then I'm going to wrap it up today with a short message on the love of Christ and why Easter is so important. So enjoy this.
King, my Lord, be I wish you. Hi, my name's Kirsty, and I just want to take a quick second here just to let you know what Easter means to me. So I've been a Christian now for 30 years. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 11 years old, and I remember that feeling of weightlessness when I told God that I wanted to be His child, and I asked for forgiveness of my sins. And Jesus Christ, when He died on that cross, which is what we're celebrating, He died on that cross. He took my ugliness and He took my sin and He nailed it there with Him, and then He said it was finished. And He took His last breath and He died. But 3 days later, He rose from that grave, and that's where new life is. And that's how I know it is for me. I think about that song, "You called my name and I ran out of that grave." And I feel like that all the time when I think about my salvation, when I think about what Jesus Christ did for me. He called my name and I ran out of that grave, and I'm running towards Him. And without Easter, without what we celebrated Easter, our foundation of our faith would not be here. So I know it's real. I know it's true. I believe it and I testify to it. And yeah, I'm just super excited to be able to have the opportunity to celebrate Easter this year. God bless.
Easter. What does it mean to you? What is special for you about Easter? Why don't you leave us a comment? We'd love to hear from you. Hey, I want to take a few minutes now and just talk to you about the Easter story, why it is so important, and specifically how it shows the love of God the Father to you and I. You know, He loved us more than we could imagine, and He didn't just say it. He proved it with actions. You know, if you hear someone say, "I love you," over and over, it's good, but if they never show it with their actions, you may doubt that. You may even come to the place to think they're lying, but God was not that way. He didn't just say He loved us, He showed it. John 3:16 says He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And you know, this story of Easter is special. Christ came to this earth as a baby. He came in the Christmas story we know so well. Angels heralded His coming, and He was born in a manger in a stable. Born as a baby. But right from the beginning, it was known that He would be a sacrifice for you and I. In Matthew 1 and 20 and verse 21, an angel tells Joseph that Mary is with child, and she's going to bring forth a son and call His name Jesus, and that He would save His people from sin. John 1 and verse 29, when Jesus is much older now, He's coming to where John the Baptist is, and John is dunking people in the water and telling them, "You need to turn from your sin and do what's right." And when he sees Jesus coming, he says, "Look, it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He was speaking in a term that many of them would have understood, because they had to bring sacrifices on a regular basis for their sins or their wrongdoings. But he said, "Here is the true Lamb of God, the true sacrifice, and He will take the sin of the world." In Hebrews 9:28, we read that Christ was once offered to bear the sin of many. He did once what was needed. And God the Father showed His amazing love to us in how He brought Jesus to us. In Romans 5, verse 6 and 8, it says this: "We were utterly helpless. Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners." Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. In other words, He sent His Son when we didn't deserve it. He sent His Son when maybe we didn't even want it, but He knew what we needed. Christ was hung on a cross to die. He was wrongfully accused, and He was then nailed through His hands and His feet to a wooden cross. That wooden cross was stood up in a hole, and there He hung in front of everyone. He hung in great pain and agony for you and me. But He had done no wrong, and He had the power to come off that cross if He'd wanted, but He chose not to because He loved us so much. Then we know from Scripture that He died on that cross. A Roman soldier speared Him in the side to make sure He was dead, and He was. They took Him down from that cross, and they took Him to a tomb. They put Him in that tomb, wrapped Him in cloths, put a stone over the entrance to the tomb, and for all the world, it looked like Jesus, the Mighty One, Jesus, the Miracle Worker, Jesus, the Teacher, was gone forever. To His followers, it was a time of darkness. It was a time of despair. It was a time when they felt like nothing was going right. But God had a plan. I want to read a few verses to you from Luke chapter 24. Let's read 1 to 12. It is the story of what happens after He is laid in the tomb. Verse 24 says, "But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. Taking the spices they had prepared, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. And as they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man would be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said that to them. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and he saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. You know, at first, others weren't sure they could believe this unbelievable message. Could it be real? Now, as we read on in Luke, we hear that as two men were walking down the road, Jesus was suddenly with them talking and explaining scripture. And when they realized who it was, he disappeared from them. Then we read a little further on that while they're talking in a room, they're locked in, they're hiding out, they are afraid. It's a time of darkness and fear, and they're wondering if they're going to be the next people hung on a cross for what they believe. But Jesus comes in the middle and he says, "Don't be afraid, it's me." And he shows them his hands and his feet, the scars. He shows them his side. And he tells them the good news that he is alive. And he tells them, "I want you to also share this good news." Listen, the story of Jesus, the story of Easter, is an amazing story of God and his love overcoming extreme darkness, overcoming lies, overcoming death. Jesus is the one who overcame it for you and I. God is in the business of taking and turning darkness into a bright day. He's in the business of taking weeping and turning it into joy. He is that kind of God. I don't know what you're going through today. Maybe you're going through a trial. Maybe you're going through darkness. Maybe you're going through fear. Maybe you're going through a storm and it looks like it will never end. Can I give you some good news? Call on Jesus. Call on the Lord. He will change it immediately. He will change it quickly. He will change it dramatically if you call on him. That's the kind of God he is. So what do we do with this kind of love? What do we do with a God who loves us so, so very much? What do we do with his sacrifice of Jesus? What do we do with the fact that he rose from the dead on a time that we call Easter? Here's what you need to do with it. You need to receive it for yourself. The price was paid, the gift was given, but you need to receive that gift for yourself. We read a story in Acts chapter 16 and verse 2 right to 34 if you want to read it after the whole context. And it's the story of the jailer and Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas were talking about God and they were whipped and beaten and thrown into jail for what they believed and what they said. In that jail at midnight, they begin to sing praise, and it says that there was an earthquake and all the prison doors opened. The jailer, thinking the prisoners had escaped, was about to kill himself. And Paul and Silas said, "Don't do that. We're all still here." The jailer then asked, "What do I need to do to be saved?" In other words, he'd seen the power of God. He'd heard the message of Jesus Christ, and now he knew it is real, and I need it. What do I need to do? Paul and Silas answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, you and your household." And he and his household, the people with him, believed on the Lord Jesus. They called out to him, and it says they were also baptized in water. The entire house saved. What do you need to do with this love of Jesus, this Easter story of Christ coming to life from the dead? You need to receive it for you. You need to call on him. You need to ask him. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. And you know what? Today, if you're in a place where you're saying, you know what? I may not understand it all, but I want the gift that Christ paid for, I want it in my life. I want him to forgive me and to be a part of my life. If that's what you're feeling right now, I want you to repeat this little prayer after me, okay? It's just simple. It says what's in your heart to him. So repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I ask you now, forgive me for everything I've done wrong. Make me new. Calm the storm in my life. Take out the fear. Bring me the light, the life, and the peace that you have to offer. I thank you, Jesus. You've done it for me, because that's the kind of God you are.